Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is NBL Free Agency Market Watch as we start to get a little deeper into the preparations for NBL 22. So much to get involved. You can, of course, hashtag NBL Free Agency Market Watch, all the NBL socials, all the news, Liam Santa Maria, Cam Luke, and we're starting to see some deals dropped. And we might start with one that's just pretty much hot off the press, the big man, the sixth man of the year, the championship superstar off the bench for Melbourne United, JLA, as we now effectively call him, is now going to stay at Melbourne United for at least the next 12 months.
Good job by Melbourne United to bring him back. He was such an important piece. Mm-hmm. And as we said all year long, like, this is a guy that's ready to go on to another level with his game. Now, he's got some things to work on at the defensive end, no doubt about it, but he's a bucket delivered at the offensive end for this team off the bench time and time again. And no doubt he would be looking for a bit of a bigger role, some more minutes, a chance to kind of expand his game in that regard. But a great re-signing for Melbourne as they try to bring as many of those pieces back together.
Now, I wasn't there, Liam, when they signed the deal, but word has got back to me that he refused to sign the contract with anything but a green pen to match the light that Dean Vickerman gives him.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, that would have been a fluoro highlighter, yeah, green style from JLA. And he deserves it, man. I mean, there are very few better one-on-one players in the league than Joluala Chul. And as we know, he's still young, early in his pro career, the arrow's pointed up.
And a huge part of that depth that Melbourne United used, a long way to win that championship only a couple of days ago. All right, he's there, Xavier Cooks. We spoke about this on NBL Overtime. We so desperately want to see him fit and firing, of course. He's part of that Boomer squad trying to get his way to Tokyo. But the great news is, one-year deal, Sydney Kings announced it. And I think the Kings fans are losing their mind, as well they should. But as us, as media, or as neutral basketball fans in this country, we want to see the big man go at it because later in the year, the one just gone, he put up some pretty good performances, in particular that game down at Illawarra when he was able to get back on the court.
No doubt. I mean, he has the potential, he has the ability to be one of the best locals in the whole competition, no doubt, performing at an all-NBL type level. He just needs a healthy year and a year where he shoots the three ball really well, which he has had previously in Germany. If he puts that together on the floor the whole year, shoots it well with his athletic traits. I mean, I described him during the season. He's like the NBL's Sean Marriott with his ability to block shots, rebound, score down low, finish with authority. So versatile. And it's a great re-signing. You look at Xavier Cooks, Jarrell Martin, Jordan Hunter, the group of them together, if they can have them fit and healthy all year long, that's a great front line to work with.
Those three guys played together, like, and started together games later in the year, which I don't know about you, but it surprised me a little bit. They were massive. They were long and they were able to win games. They were playing, some would argue, their best basketball at the end of NBL 21. Do you expect to see this lineup as a starting lineup into NBL 22?
I don't think that lineup particularly works if Xavier Cooks isn't knocking it down from long range. If you're going to play him at the three, he needs to shoot it better. It's kind of like Mitch Creek at the three for the Phoenix, which we don't see all that often. You know, if you go the two bigs, Wetzel and Moore plus Creek, well, when he's shooting it at a high level, you can do that. Xavier Cooks, if he can come back next season, shoot it at a high level, then they can go super big, but they have all kinds of versatility. They can go Martin at the five with Cooks. They can move those pieces around any which way they want. But he has a chance to be, as I say, an all-NBL performer next season.
Tick, tick, tick for the Kings. Coach Martin Cook's been a nice start to the offseason for the Harbour City. All right, let's talk about the Breakers because they've got themselves a very talented young DP for next year.
Sam Timmins has been tearing it up in the NZNBL. I like this pickup for the Breakers because those DP spots for the Breakers, got to use them on up-and-coming Kiwi kids. It just makes sense. And this guy out of the University of Washington, in the NZNBL right now, he's averaging like 20 and 14. He's probably the NZNBL MVP right now. A couple of years ago with Washington, he was playing on that team with Markel Fultz, our man Matisse Thybulle. He was playing with those guys. Not a lot of minutes, but he's a big boy, 6'11", can do a whole bunch of things. And at the end of the bench for the Breakers, as an insurance policy, if guys get hurt or as a guy to develop, I like it. Not young, 24, but plenty of upside.
Do you think the whole philosophy behind the DP has changed in the last 12 months due to what we've seen? Like, we've seen, look, Luke Travers, of course, start. We've seen Mason Peatling be a big part of that Melbourne United team, in particular after Jack White went down. We're seeing development players now be a core part of the structure of teams. It just feels like there's a slight, and of course the money went up with that deal a couple of years ago as well, a slight rethinking from the way the NBL clubs look at it. And I think a little bit older in Timmins, I think plays into it as well.
Yeah, I mean, there were some clubs for a while there, a couple of clubs who were doing that, who were signing guys as DPs who you could legitimately get minutes out of. Melbourne United were doing that with Kyle Adnam and Tohi Smith-Milner, these kind of guys. And now I think it's spread right throughout the league. Now, I wonder what the Jack Jumpers coming in does to that, because the spread it gets, the talent gets spread around a little bit more. Maybe there's some guys who would have been DPs are on fully contracted positions. We'll see, but it's a good pickup for the Breakers.
It balances itself out because we've got 10 new imports as well when it comes to the three import rule coming back into NBL 22. All right, the Cairns Taipans, we spoke about this. You alluded to it on NBL Overtime that it was oh so close. And Adam Ford, a two-year deal to head up and be the head coach of the Taipans.
I like it. I mean, I like Adam Ford in that market, small market. He's kind of like a punch above his weight kind of guy. We saw what he did with the Kings last season when they were undermanned, you know, and the people thought, well, he was getting more out of them than you would have probably thought a lot of people would. And that's what you need to do in those small market teams. It's what Brian Gorgian did in Illawarra last season. And I think it's what Aaron Fearn did for a long time up there in Perth. So bring Adam Ford there, 2 years, he can take his family, get set up and work with that talent. Now, the good thing is they've got their head coach in place now while they sort out their other import situations. What's going to happen with Cam Oliver? Who else are they going to bring in? It's not going to be DJ Newball. He's re-signed in Japan, so he's off the table. Big me, they love him. They love him in Japan.
And deservedly so.
And so they're going to need to go in a different direction. Adam Ford, Mark Breecroft, Troy Stone, they'll get that job done.
What do you do with Cam Oliver? If you're Adam Ford right now, we are all under the assumption after what he did with the 10-day deal that we're probably going to not see him. He'll be at Summer League, so there'll be more exposure for Cam Oliver as well in about 6 or so weeks' time. What do you do? Do you sit and wait? Do you put a date on it? Or do you? It's a hard decision. One that everyone loves, and he's been great for the NBL, but it's also one when you've got a shorter offseason, you've got a new coach and you're trying to stamp authority and get your crew working together, that sometimes deadlines and a later arrival to offseason doesn't always work.
They've got some things to work out with regards to Cam Oliver. I mean, there's all of that that you just laid out. Also, Cam Oliver wasn't as good this year as he was the previous season. So is he going to be locked in? Is he going to work in tandem with Scott Machado like he did in year one? They've got some things to talk about in that regard.
McCarron, here we go. ESPN reporting today, Olga Newlick, that he is going to head to the Adelaide 36ers. And then talking to Jack Jumpers, we're waiting. Jack McVeigh to join the Jack Jumpers. I did see a social media post from the Jack Jumpers talking about their members. I think it was 1,700 and tomorrow will be the 1,701st, which gives an indication that there is a player signing coming. We'll get stuck really deep into these when they are announced. But McCarron and McVeigh, two names that are pretty much hot property, in particular Mitch McCarron, number one free agency in the game right now.
Huge property, really hot property, Mitch McCarron. So exciting reports, those ones. We wait to hear confirmation from teams to make those official. But certainly the 36ers fans are excited about that. And I will say the Jack Jumpers are up and about right now. They are moving and shaking. I heard a lot about the Jack Jumpers today. There's been a lot going on between the Jack Jumpers and the Perth Wildcats with regards to Mitch Norton. So we wait to hear word about how that finishes up. And then some other guys as well. I mean, I think we're going to see some announcements from the Jack Jumpers over the next few days, over and above what's out there right now. So it's exciting stuff for the fans down there in Tassie.
Which way do you think this Mitch Norton situation is leaning?
Well, we're going to have to wait and see. But I tell you what, I mean, he's in a good space right now with the expansion team and some other guys as well with that expansion team coming in and making offers.
Hashtag NBL free agency. Mark a watch to get involved at NBL socials, nbl.com.au to keep abreast of everything that's happened. Liam, let's speak tomorrow.
All right.